with his friends. This year should be a schus for Avi Morani Mimorasi Sheyichyu and for Chanaliba Bas Nechagitl and for Adina Basheva Bas Nechagitl and Gil Shoshana Bas Nechagitl. Bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh dem and simcha b'nechagitl Moshira ben Peshadina and Linish Masmaris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. We are going to have the unique privilege of learning the words of Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, which were said in memory of Hagaon Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz and were published in the Sefer Zikaron of Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, which was put out by Machon Yerushalayim back 40 years ago in 1980. Begins Rav Kuttner that when we begin, we must say that this is not a hesped. This is just a gathering that's devoted to the memory of Reb Chaim. So I don't know why he had to make the point that it's not a hesped, but it was important for him to begin with that. So we have to remember what the Maharal says. The Maharal says that the reason Masechet Shabbos begins with the Melacha Votzah, even though it's the last of the 39 Melachas, is because the Melacha Votzah is not Noeg on Yom Tov. There's no Isser Hotzah on Yom Tov. It's special only for Shabbos. So the most distinct revelation of the nature of Shabbos is where Shabbos is unique. And that's really everything. In other words, you want to know what's the Gilui Mufhak, what is the greatest revelation of something, of the nature of something. See how it's special, how it's unique from everything else. So the Maharal says that if Shabbos, only Shabbos has Hotzah and Yom Tov doesn't, it means that what defines Shabbos the most is going to be Hotzah, and therefore that's what, how we start Maseches Shabbos. So about what was already said about the Gaonus and the Tzidkus of Reb Chaim, we don't have what to add, everybody knows. Hamafursamos Einon Srichos Raya. However, Am Yisrael Kedoshim invented a new expression, a special expression for the passing of a Jewish person. Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai. Very well-known expression. The meaning, the explanation of this expression is Shavak Chaim, he left life, L'chol Chai, for those alive. So simply it means that he left the world and now only the people who are alive are here. And he left life. He left life for all those who are alive. Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai. But the deeper meaning is that the Chiyus that was with us, the vitality that was with us in this world, went to the upper worlds. And that Chazal say, Roche Baravos, Sos V'sameach B'voi Lav Nefesh Naki V'tzadik. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy and rejoicing when this clean and righteous soul comes back to him. But there's a chiyus, there's a vitality, sheshavak, this person who left the world, left l'chol chai. In other words, he left us in this world from his chiyus. And a Talmud Chacham, that everybody is considered his relative, like it says in Bava Metzia Kufches, everybody in Klal Yisrael has a chelek, a portion of this chiyus, that shavak chayim l'chol chay, that he left life, he left his chiyus, he left his vitality for all those alive. Everybody lefim shiura dileu lefi inyano, everybody according to their amount. And therefore we'd like to take some of Reb Chaim's chiyus and see what our portion of Reb Chaim's chiyus of Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai, this life that he left for us, would be. When we speak about the uniqueness of a true gadol, we have to know that this uniqueness is not something superficial, but rather is much deeper. It's not an inyan of b'fi yisharim, like we say Shabbos morning, and not b'divrei tzadikim, and not b'lashon chasidim, eladafka b'kerev kedoshim. In the midst, not in the words of the holy, not in the tongue of the chasidim, not in the mouth of the Yesharim, of the honest and upright ones, but rather bekerev kedoshim, among the holy, because by a gadol amiti, the tchilas hakol is mehatiskadesh, is from the holiness, and from the tiskadesh, from his holiness, comes the tishalol, tivarech, tisromam. So that's bekerev kedoshim, tiskadash. From within the kedoshim, you will be sanctified. So it all begins at the tiskadash, Hashem being sanctified. Where is he sanctified from? The kerev kedoshim. But we have to go into the kerev of the kedoshim, into the depths, the innards of the kedoshim. From there comes the praise of Hashem, and from there comes their greatness. The psicha and tchilas ahargosha that we have in the chiyus of shavak chayim l'chol chay is the shinui b'tzura d'shmaitza, the change in the form of the sugya that this hargosha activated within us. What sugya are we talking about? What change in havanan? In which sugya? The sugya is at the Mishnah at the end of Horius. There, the Mishnah enumerates the priorities in saving lives of Jewish people. First comes a Kohen, then comes a Levi, then comes a Yisrael, v'chayotze b'zeh. The Mishnah concludes, Mamzer Talmud Chochom Kodem l'Kohen Gadol Am Ha'aretz. An illegitimate person who was born from an illegitimate relationship. So he's illegitimate. So Mamzer Talmud Chacham, but if he also is a Talmud Chacham, he precedes a Kohen Gadol Am Ha'aretz. Precedes a Kohen Gadol as an ignoramus. And the Gemara says, because it's based on the Pasuk, Yekarehi Mipninim, that Torah is more precious than pearls, than Pninim. And the Gemara expounds from a Kohen Gadol who goes Lefnai V'Lefnim. And the Kohen Gadol who goes all the way inside. The normal tfisa, the normal understanding in this is that the foundation of this halacha is in the Yakris HaTorah, in the preciousness of Torah. Yakarehi Mipninim, Shehiya Mechayevet. That it's more precious than pearls, and that obligates us that the Chacham should have a din of kadima, of preceding in saving any other kosher Jewish person. That is Pashtus. He's a Chacham, so you have to save him before others. And if he's a Talmud Chacham Mamzer, he even precedes a Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz. Even though the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz goes Pninim, Lefnayu Lefnim, the Mamzer comes before him because Yekarehi, Torah is more precious. However, our Hargosha and the Chiyus of Shavak Chayim L'chol Chai changed our Tfisa, changed our perception of this Sugya. And that is that Lekushta de Milsa, the truth of the matter is, that the source of this halacha is not in the Yakris HaTorah and the preciousness of Torah that obligates us to save the Chacham first. Because we're talking about Atzelus Nefashos, which is rooted in the Pasuk of Al Tam or Al Dam Reyecha. In other words, the whole basis of this Chiyuv is Talui Ach V'Rak Be'uvdas Chiyus Hazokuk LaHatzala Reyecha. We're talking here about lo samor al dam re'echa. So it must be that the adifus, that the preference of a chacham in saving him, is an adifus betoyar re'echa. he is more re'echa. The more of a chacham, the more of a re'echa. Lo samod al dam re'echa. Do not stand by idly when the blood of your friend is being spilled. Re'echa. This person is more re'echa. This person, this chacham, if you have to save him, has a greater level of re'echa. Because chachma and reyus are bivichinas ha v'ha talia. The more of a chacham, the more of a reya, the more of a friend. If he has more chachma, he has more reyus, and therefore you have to save the chacham first. That is the opening of our hargasha and the chiyus of shavak chayim l'chol chay that Reb Chaim left in this world. The harchavas biura shel psicha zu, the expansion of the explanation of this opening, is going to be the topic of our words which are coming. The understanding, the tfisa, that a chacham, the more of a chacham, the more re'echa, is explicit in a pasuk, because with regard to the chiyuv of ava, the Torah writes a lashon of reyus, v'ahavta the re'echa kamocha. So when it comes to ava, we talk about reyus. When it talks about sina, it says a lashon of achva, loisisna esachicha bilvavecha. And the explanation must be as follows, that when it comes to achva, when it comes to brotherhood, there are no chiluke dargis, there are no differing levels, there are no shiurim for achva. My brother is my brother 100%. He's not more my brother or less my brother. He's 100% my brother, and there are no madregas in brotherhood. You are or you're not. And therefore the Torah says, Lo sisna asachicha bilvavecha. Because when it comes to sinna, everybody is equal. Every Jew is my brother, and I'm not allowed to hate any of them equally, unless they're not in the category of achicha anymore. If they're not oseh ma'aseh b'nei Yisrael, then there's a heter to hate, but we're talking about people who are in the category of achicha. So they're all equally achicha. So that's when it comes to hatred. So you're not allowed to hate all Jews equally. However, when it comes to the chiyuv of ava, they're chiluke dargas v'sidre kadima. The Torah there writes, v'ahavta l're'acha kamocha. You should love re'acha like yourself. Because reyus has dargus, reyus has shiurim. There are some you have to love more, and some you have to love less. The greater the chacham, the greater the reya. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos says, "Dalech asani, v'chavrech losav retefel until you don't do to your friend." Zeh kol haTorah kula. Rashi explains that's the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha, which includes Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as it says, "Reyacha." Your friend, v'reya avicha, and the friend of your father, al tazov, don't leave. That Shabbos daf lamed aleph. We have to understand, om koshel davar zeh, ki dafka toa reyacha mishamesh b'torah askinui klapi shmaya. Why are we calling Hashem your reya, your friend? That's so fascinating. Knesset Yisrael has a lot of names. In one pasuk we have four of them. Pischili Achosi, Ra'ayosi, Yonasi, Tamosi. That is a well-known pasuk in the Song of Songs, chapter 5, verse 2. So from Achosi, Yonasi, my sister, my dove, we don't have a kinui l'shem shamayim. But from Ra'ayasi, we have a kinui of Re'ach HaKlapi Shmaya. We have this Re'us towards the heaven, towards Hashem. That's Re'ach. Hashem is called your Re'ah. Hashem isn't called your brother. He's not called your Yonah. He's not called your Tama. But he is called Re'ach. And the explanation is that Achoti, Yonati, Tamati, Hem Toarim Kagon Elu, there are those type of titles, of descriptions, where you don't have Chiluke Dargis. And therefore they relate towards the general Knesset Yisrael, the mystical union, the mystical concept of the Jewish people, B'toras Klalius, in a broad sweep, in a very general way. And therefore there's no kinui l'shem shamayim. However, when we talk about the Torah of Re'acha, which is mechuvan klape kol yachid v'yachid, b'toras yachid l'fi dargaso, that relates to every individual on his level. And therefore, it's shayach that we can have a kinui klape shmaya. When it comes to Achoisi, Rayosi, Achoisi, Yoinosi, and Samosi, those are general ways of relating to Knesset Yisrael. And therefore there's no kinui l'shem shamayim. But that's not when it comes to Re'acha. Re'acha is mechuvan to every yachid, each on his own level. And since we're dealing here with yechidim, this can also now be a term used to relate to Hashem. The Mahalach, on a deep level, is as we're going to explain. The minion of the Jewish people is called in the Torah Nisias Rosh, Su'es Rosh B'nei Yisrael. And this was explained in the Kadmonim, in the earlier Sfarim, that there are two tsurus of minion and sfira. One is a sfira min aprat el aklal. One type of sfira is from the detail, from the individuals, from the pratim, to the klal, to the general. In other words, by counting the individuals, we reach in the end the schum haklali, we reach a general number. Or you can go in the opposite direction. You can go min haklal el haprat. You can go from the klal, from the general, to the specific, to the individuals. You take one shlemus and you cut it up into small pieces, into details, into individual parts. The difference between these two tsuros is that in the first tsura, the schum haklali, the general sum, stands beneath the details and at their end, because you go from the details, min haprat el haklal. The second surah, the second form, is omed me'al hapratim uvitchilasam. It's above all of the pratim, and it's at the beginning. You start off with the klal, and then you go down to the pratim. B'lashon HaGemara, this is called klala kama and klala basra. First klal and last klal. The counting of the Jewish people is not a sfira min aprat el haklal, from the detail, from the individuals to the general sum. In other words, to get in the end to a sum that includes all the individuals. But rather it's a sfira min haprat, it's a counting from the klal to the prat. There's a mitzius of one shlemus kolelus. We're talking about klalius, Knesset Yisrael, that mystical concept called the Jewish people, that Jewish soul. And the minyan, the counting, is to be mefaret and mechalek, the pratim, in this shlemus, and to be koveya, the erech, and the makom of every chelek in this klalius. And that is nesias rosh, su'es rosh b'nei Yisrael. Rosh is at the beginning. You go from the klal to the prat, klala kama. So that's what Knesset Yisrael is. We have a klal, and from there we get to the pratim. Now, trua is a kol shavur. It's a broken sound, as opposed to a tkia, which is a complete sound. So, hara is shvira, breaking. We have a pasuk, tiroeim b'shevet barzel kechli yotzer tenapzeim in Tehillim Beis Tes. And there, tiroeim means to break. When somebody causes evil to his friend, who meira lo v'shovro, he does evil to him, he breaks him. And that is the shoresh of the word ra, shvira, breaking. Ve'al derech zeh u'muvano shel ha'toar reya. Reya is a part that was broken off from the klalius of Knesset Yisrael. Because reyus has chilukei dargis. There are different amounts of reyus, different levels of reyus. So when we talk about somebody being a reya, it's because he was broken off from Knesset Yisrael. But how big a piece is he? That is going to depend on who he is. Ve'ahavta l'reyacha kamocha. Some people you love more than others. Al tamor adam re'echa. Don't stand idly when your friend's blood is being spilled. Because these are people, again, who broke off from Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, and now they're individuals. So some are going to be greater than others. So now we get to the Torah of Ra'ayati, which Knesset Yisrael is called. Yisrael arise of a kutchabrichu chad, who the Zohar says, God, the Torah, and the Jewish people, kiviyachal, are all one. Klolius Knesset Yisrael is a chelek mesuyam beklolius zushel chadhu. We are a specific portion in this oneness. When you talk about klolius Knesset Yisrael, b'toras mitzius bifnei atzma, so we are called ra'ayati, ra'ayosi, the chelek, the part that was broken off from the Mitzius of Chad, who we originally won, and now we're broken off. There's a place in the reality of the worlds where there is the rule of Chad, who that we're all one, where there's that reality. Kutchabrichu, God, the Torah, and the Jewish people. And Klalius Knesset Yisrael was broken off from that Chad. And therefore, we are called Ra'ayasi. That is the Oimek HaBiur. That is the deeper explanation of that the Torah Re'acha is a kinui klape shmaya. Just like Knesset Yisrael is called Re'ayasi, because b'Torah's dover bifnei atzmo, he nishberes v'nechlekes me'akloliyus shel chadhu. The Jewish people are called Re'ayasi, God's spouse, as it were, because as a dover bifnei atzmo, we were broken off from this klaliyus of chadhu, of being one with Hashem. So too, you can talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the term Reya. So from Achosi, Yonasi, and Tamasi, we don't have a Kinui L'Shem Shemayim. There are no Chilukei Dargas, and therefore, they only relate to Klalius Knesset Yisrael. But from the Torah of Ra'ayasi, we have a Kinui Klapei Shemaya. That's how Hashem is called. The Jewish people are called Ra'ayasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Re'echa. Re'acha v'rei avicha al tazov. Your friend and the friend of your father, do not abandon. Because Klalius Knesset Yisrael is called Achosi Yonasi Tamasi. Individual, Klalius Knesset Yisrael is also called Ra'ayasi, but individuals are also called, we're also Re'as. So since that's given to us individuals, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Re'a. So now we go to a deeper understanding of the fact that Chachma and Reyus is Haba Hatalia. The more Chachma, the more Reyus. The Hadraga of a Chacham, the Darga of a Chacham Miyisrael, of the Torah Reya, Reacha, is greater than a Stam Adam Miyisrael. Because Reacha is Mechuvin b'mesuyam l'kol Yachid v'Yachid Miyisrael b'Toyras Yachid. Ukeshem bedabrim oidois yachid la afuke acherim אנו מדברים עוד איזה חלק נכבד ומיוחד שנשבר ונחלק מהכלליות של כנסת ישראל. When we talk about a reacha, we're talking about this yachid who is broken off, so to speak, into his own personal peace from Knesset Yisrael. V'halo klaliyut zo atzma, hi chelek shenishtaber v'nechlak me'akloliyus shel Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Ra'aseh Yisrael Chadu. This klaliyus was itself broken off from Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael v'Ra'aseh Chadu. And therefore we talk about Knesset Yisrael, the Torah is Ra'ayasi. Because this Ra'ayasi is broken off from Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Oraisa. We were originally part of Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Oraisa, and now we were Ra'ayasi, now we were broken off. So we talk about Re'acha, that relates to the Ra'ayasi. Re'acha is a chelek gadol yoser b'dargas Ra'ayasi. In other words, it's a chelek gadol yoser b'klalius chadhu. A chacham in Yisrael includes within him a double mitzias. He's gam b'toras Yisrael v'gam b'toras Oraisa. So when he's broken off from the chadhu, harei hachelek gadol harbe yoter mistam adam Yisrael. כי המקום שכולל בתוכו יותר אורייתא, הרי הוא כולל בתוכו יותר ישראל. We're broken off from originally we were part of the Torah and part of Hashem kiviyachol. So the more oraisa you have, the more Yisrael you have. You're a bigger piece because we are coming from the oraisa. So the more oraisa you have, the bigger your piece is. Ulefichach nafshei shel chacham miYisrael mekifa bekoleles besocha harbe yoser chaloka mikolis knesses Yisrael. The soul of a wise man in Israel encompasses and includes within him much greater portions of kolius knesses Yisrael than a stam adam miYisrael, and memeli has a bigger dargas reya. We are Ra'ayasi, we are broken off from Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more Torah we have, the bigger a piece we are, each individual. And therefore, Chachma v'Re'os Haba HaTalia. V'kuchol shu Chacham Yoser hu Re'a Yoser. The greater the Chacham, the greater the Re'a. And this is the makor of the explanation of what Chazal say, that somebody who has a chol b'soch beisel, somebody who has a sick man in his house, what should he do? He should go to a chacham and he should ask for mercy. So it's well known that tefillah relates to and the chacham will ask for mercy, the chacham will daven. It's well known that the power of tefillah relates to tzidkus. A tzaddik is miyuchad l'tefillah, like Rashi says in Parashas Toldos. Eino doma tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik, tefillah tzaddik ben rasha. And here the chachamim commanded us to go to a chacham, shiyavakei shalaf rachamim. And Lehed Yud says in Chazal that Tfilas Eved Lefnei Melech is more makubal than Tfilas Sar Lefnei Melech. And Chacham B'Torah is Kesarab Lefnei Melech. So what's the sin of going to a Chacham? Tzadik I get. Eino Doma Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik Tzadik Ben Rasha. Here we're telling you to go to a Chacham. And Chazal say that Tfilas Eved is greater than Tfilas Sar. Chacham's like a Sar Lefnei Melech. So what's the sin going to a Chacham? So indeed, even though Beklalus a tzaddik, the tefillah of a tzaddik is better because it's bebchinas eved lifnei melech. It's greater than a tefillah chacham who's kisar lifnei melech. Nevertheless, there's a tzad adifus in a chacham dafka because he is kisar lifnei hamelech. Why? Because he's bebchinas tefillah rabim. And we were promised kel kabir lo yimas. God does not despise the tefillahs of the many because the chacham includes within him an extra mid of klalius kinesis Israel. This chacham has a darga of rabim, a darga of re'echa, which is it's a bigger re'echa, it's a bigger piece. And therefore his tefillah is bevechinas tefillaso shel rabim. So we have this shinui b'tzurta de shmaitza. We have this new understanding that was poel on us, the chius of Shabak, sheshavak lan hagrach zal. We now have this new understanding because he was Shavak Chaim, Reb Chaim was Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai. He left his chiyus for all those who are alive to take. So now with that, Mikoach, that Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai of Reb Chaim, we can understand the makor of this halacha, Mamzer Talmud Chacham, Kodem L'koin Gadol Am Haaretz. And the pasuk is Yikarahi Mipninim, Mikoin Gadol Shenechnas Lefnayu Lefnim. And we already explain that it doesn't mean that the Yakris of Torah, the preciousness of Torah, is Mechayev, obligates the saving of the Chacham first. But rather, the reason he comes first is because he is a Torah of Reacha. A Chacham Yisrael has a Hachlala Gedola Yoser Mimitzius Klalius Knesset Yisrael. He is b'mehuso a mitzius of Rabbim Miyisrael. And the more of a chacham he is, the more of a rea he is. And that's what the Chazal say, that the chacham goes against the Kohen Gadol Nechnas Lefnayu Lefnim. Kohen Gadol Nechnas Lefnayu Lefnim brings two parim, one for himself, one for the Jewish people. So the Rabusa is, the Chiddush is that a Chacham in Yisrael, his Rabbim in Yisrael is greater than the Dargas of Rabbim Yisrael, the Kohen Gadol Nechnas Lefnayu Lefnim. So yes, the Kohen Gadol who goes Lefnayu Lefnim is bringing a par not only for himself but for all of Klal Yisrael. So he also has a din of Rabbi Yisrael, but the greatness of the Talmud Chacham is a greater Rabbi Yisrael, and therefore you save him first. Zoi apsicha v'schilas ha'argosha didan ba'achiyus shel shavak chayim l'chochay sheniach l'nagrach zal she'ikruhu ki chacha chachma v'reyus habah atalia. So that is our opening and our feeling of the vitality of Shavak Chaim L'chol Chai that Reb Chaim left us, which is that Chachma and Reyus is Haba Hatalia, is interdependent. The more Chachma, the more Reyus. U'maskanas ha'psicha hi, and the conclusion of this opening is that when we are standing before a true Gadol, we are standing before a person who encompasses within him Rabbim Miyisrael. The greater he is, the greater his darga of Rabbim Miyisrael is. However, it gets deeper and broader, and that, Amir Tzashem, is what we are going to talk about, Bili Neder, in our next shir. And Beintayim, it was absolutely nifla, and it is Bili Neder going to get even better. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.